Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center, Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95 for an oil change. $17.95. You sure can get some stuff for under $20 these days. Look at that. $27.95 for synthetic. Yeah, if you have one of those fancier cars. Happy cars, happy owners. Say hello to my friend Matt Weber at Clark's Car Care. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Fraconi's, they're a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show for 6 years now. Hello to my friends at Fraconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Fraconi's.com. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and you're a military person or veteran, you have your choice now. Either dessert for free or cocktail for free. Yeah, a cocktail. I said it. You could have a cocktail for free. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. And hello to all my friends at North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. Did you know that? North Fork Farm offers services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web, www.nforkfarm.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out Naper Settlement at napersettlement.org. And to our friends at Midwest Coach Limousine, who just, by the way, this company is phenomenal. They picked me up high class, first class, all the way into the city on Friday night for the first look, the Chicago Auto Show's first look charity gala. So thanks to Midwest Coach Limousine for making me feel like royalty. They're a family-run company led by experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great care in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 to book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Midwest Coach Limousine. And finally, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Oh, there we go. You know, oh my gosh, did you turn my mic down there? I'm telling Gino, my intern, you probably all heard me. Gino, I need to turn down this popping noise on the board. All the emails coming through, they're popping and dinging and dinging, and I'm yelling, Gino, help me. You might have heard that. I thought I had the mic off. So sorry, I interrupted Love and Money's song there. It's a good show. Maybe we should play that one more time. We love you, Love and Money.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Good
show, Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, welcome to The Good Show, everybody. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, where every week we bring you good guests, good news, and at least one good laugh. This week, two awesome guests coming on the show. It is the show of love. It's Valentine's Day today, and if you're listening to us over the weekend on a recorded show, previously recorded show, just know it's still good. You know, it's the whole month of February is the month of love. It's not just one day. As far as I'm concerned, it's the whole year, but it is February. It is Valentine's Day today in the studio, and joining me now is my intern, Gino. Gino, do you want to say hello? I don't have you up on a mic. Come on, Gino, say hi. Don't be shy.
Hello.
Don't be shy.
Hello, world.
You, can you hear that? He's awesome. So Gino started with me right after Christmas, and I'll have to post a picture of you today. He's wearing a t-shirt today that says Dolly Dolly on it.
Number one.
I'm kidding. No, it says Dilly Dilly. When he had his hand up blocking the eye, and I swear to God, I thought he was wearing a t-shirt that said Dolly Dolly. It was hilarious. Took a picture. I'll post it on my Facebook too. Then you can see Gino what he looks like. He's a little shy today. But we're going to get you on a mic next week.
I'm good.
Yeah, all right?
I'm ready.
He's ready. He'll be ready next week. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you're getting all the love you deserve today. This morning I woke up, well, actually, let me take that back. Last night I was with my gal pals from Mother Garen High School and Gino, by the way, Mother Garen is now co-ed. Gino is a graduate of Garen Prep. So there's another thing, loving him for that. But anyway, my gal pals from Garen High School, we got together for Galentine's Day. Are you guys familiar with that? Let me know. Let me hear from you if you've ever heard of this Galentine's Day. This is the first time I've heard of it this year. It's about, girls, you know, women that are single, but you know, not all of us were single last night. It was, some are married, happily married, and you know, some we won't mention who, not happily married. I'm pro marriage on this show, but we all got together, women together. It's called Galentine's Day. It's the day before Valentine's Day. We had a great time together, and thank you to my pal Nikki from up at Garen. It's good to see all of you guys there last night. Nikki hosted it, and we sang, we danced, we talked, we took pictures, we made a pyramid with our bodies. We were crazy. We had so much fun. So it's a great new holiday. There you go. Another thing to stimulate the economy, right? But I got home. My point is I got home kind of late because Nikki lives all the way out in Timbuktu. Sorry, Nikki. It took me 45 minutes to get home. But I'd still do it in a heartbeat because we had so much fun. Got home, and I had flowers already on the counter with a beautiful Valentine's Day note from my daughter, my baby, Molly. And then that was special, right? That was so special. Let me see. Should I read this note? Happy Valentine's Day, Mom. Thanks for everything you do for me. You are so caring and beautiful. And I love you. Love, Molly. Oh, my gosh. This is like the best ever. I love that. I love these when they give you those homemade cards. But the best part of it, well, I shouldn't say the best, but what really surprised me and shocked me is I came up to my room to go to bed to crash last night, and she had made my bed. I didn't have a chance to make the bed. Actually, I haven't had a chance to make the bed in the last month. I'm admitting that on the air, yes. And she made my bed, and it was so beautiful. Something as simple as making a bed. See how it is? So, guys, if you forgot roses, if you forgot the chocolate, just make the bed from now until next Valentine's Day. That'll make up for it. All right. a couple of quick announcements, then we're going to get to Dr. Dudley Danoff. Guys, you're going to want to clean out those ears and listen up. Gino, listen up. We're talking heart health. We're talking about Valentine's Day romance, getting your sexy on. Yeah, we're going to say that word on the show. And Dr. Dudley's going to tell us, for our guys. The clueless ones, right? Guys are smart. But some guys are a little clueless about this holiday. Okay. We're going to talk about guys' health, too. We want our men, when I say our, not mine, I don't have anybody like that. But I care about my brothers and my friends, so we want them to be heart healthy. And and healthy in many ways, not just health-wise. Do I say it? We're going to talk about the S word. Okay. Gosh. Family show. All right. I got a couple of quick announcements. We were at the auto show last week. Some of you have seen the video. Go to my Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. You'll see part of the video there. We had a really good time, Gino and I, broadcasting live from the auto show. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, but we got through it. And we had a great show with Rosalind Kind, Broadway star Rosalind Kind, coming out with a new song, Save the Country. We played it here. And then we had, oh my goodness,
Ray Scarpelli,
the chairman of the board, on the show as well. That was fun. So we've had a really good time at the Chicago Auto Show. If you haven't gotten over there yet, you still have time. It runs through February 18th. The last day is Family Day. Oh my goodness, it's getting really hot in here. Really hot. We got this little space heater on the floor. It's burning me up. Gino, help me out here. And so you still have time to get to the auto show. So cool. Check out the Jaguar Land Rover display and ride what do they call that? Land Rover? You've got to get you on the mic, Gino. This new Land Rover truck. It was amazing. So watch the video. You'll see. I had a really good ride on that one. That was fun. Well, I still have tickets to give away to the auto show too. So go to my Facebook page, like it. Follow us on Instagram, like it, and we're going to pick a name randomly and give you some tickets to the auto show. How's that? How's that sound? So thanks to everybody at the Chicago Auto Show, including Mark Billick and Ray Scarpelli over there, and Jennifer Moran. Can't forget about Jennifer Moran. So Monday, February 18th, it's a day off from school. That would be a great day to go, too. Brightside Theater, Naperville's only professional theater performing in the historic downtown district, is bringing Tony Award-winning plays, Dreamers and Schemers, they call it. This show is going to run. What's the name of the show?
Dreamers and Schemers.
Is that the name of the show? I thought that was the theme. We're going to check on that. I don't know if that's the name of the show. I think it's something else, Gino. But anyway, there's a great show that's going to run March 8th through the 24th at North Central College in Naperville. Tickets can be purchased at www.brightsidetheater.com. Check them out and for all the different shows they have. Dreamers and Schemers is like their theme for the year.
Vanya and Sonia. And Masha and Spike.
It's the same show.
Yeah,
all of that.
Same show.
Is that a comedy?
It is.
Oh my God. So don't miss it. Brightside Theater, one of the best professional theater groups in the Southwest suburbs. You don't have to pay for parking. It's awesome. And you get entertainment and very affordable prices too, I might add. Every seat in the house is great. Okay, what else do I want to talk about? I think that's about it. We got to quickly get to our first guest because we have two guests on the show. And, gosh. Oh, Gino, we forgot to talk about this. Did you know when it comes to treats for Valentine's Day, Illinois consumers love chocolate. 22% love chocolate. They did a poll. Cinnamon hearts are also a favorite treat. I remember cinnamon hearts when I was a kid, and cupcakes rolls in there. 35% of Illinois shoppers are spending between $1 and $50 this Valentine's Day. I wonder what they spent on Galentine's Day now. You know, the Galentine's Day, the day before Valentine's Day. Nikki went out with decorations and so forth. So I wonder if that price still counts. So if you're wondering what to give your sweetheart, chocolate and candy is the number one. Flowers, right up there. Skincare. Gino, did you get your mom a present yet?
I'm going after this.
Right after this, he says. All right. I'm going to hold you to that. All right. So let's go to our first guest, Dr. Dudley Danoff. There we go. Got it out. You know why? Because I hesitated a moment because I thought, oh, should I mention this Ireland trip? Yeah, I'm going to mention it. The Dolly McCarthy Show. We are going to Ireland, guys, September 21st to the 28th. Do you want to come with me? Come with me. I've never been to Ireland. Come and experience it with me. Check out www.dollymccarthy.com and get all the details on that trip to Ireland. Okay, who's my caller? Which one is Dr. Dudley? He's calling in today. So if you want to come to Ireland with me, check it out on my website. Okay, let's get right to it. Valentine's Day. We're talking about Valentine's Day, the month of love. And as you know, it's a romantic holiday. It's a sexy holiday. It's here. And men are wondering, I don't know if men are wondering this. Their wives, their girlfriends want to know how to keep their man healthy and happy. But there's also the other elements of it all. And we're going to talk to Dr. Danoff about that. First of all, let's just welcome him to the show. We're going to go right to him. Dr. Dudley, are you there?
I am indeed, Dolly.
And Dr. Dudley is a urologist and author of The Ultimate Guide to Male, get it, sexual health. So this is what we're going to be talking about. So if there's little kids in the room, you might want to go somewhere else, right? No, I'm kidding. Should be fine. So Dr. Dudley, what do you say? What's the good word, first of all? Thanks for coming back on the show. You've been on this show before.
Yeah, I have. I have. Yeah. We have. I'm speaking from Los Angeles. We have real Chicago weather today in Los Angeles.
Do you really?
Everybody in Los Angeles is melting on Valentine's Day with Chicago weather.
No, really. What is the temperature there? It's cold.
Oh, I don't know.
Is
it's the
75?
Rain. It's the rain. It's the rain.
Oh, it's rain. Okay.
Yeah.
So
well, it is Valentine's Day, and
this,
you know.
Yeah.
And I am a urologist at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center here, in urologist, a mainstream urologic surgeon, who happens to be interested in man's favorite part, especially on Valentine's Day. And I would say up front that the best aphrodisiac might not be what you think. It's not rhinoceros horn or goat gonads. It's just plain old love itself.
I thought it was avocados.
avocados and Viagra, Dolly.
Men, I know these guys. You guys are too embarrassed to ask Dr. Dudley Danoff. So I'm here to help you out, guys. Just listen in. I know for all of you, these are going to be embarrassing questions that you're probably never going to be able to raise to your own doctor. What you should, right, Dr.?
Yeah, absolutely. Dudley. You know, men want to be heroes. They want to catch the pass in the last moment of the Super Bowl. I mean, no woman would miss her annual pap smear or her breast examination mammogram. And to get a man who's 40 or over to get in and get his prostate examination and his PSA, you know, takes a miracle. So, you know, we've got to get all the ladies out there who have these wonderful husbands or men in their lives, and we've got to get them to take care of themselves, eat right, exercise. I mean, good sex means good physicality. Not a big belly, low cholesterol, high protein, low fat. You know, got to keep those arteries open and pumping.
Yeah, so keep, you know, you got to make good food choices to, invigorate your sex life with these.
Oh, yeah, weight control, an exercise program. You know, sex is a pretty strenuous sport. It takes upper body strength, lower body strength, cardiovascular fitness. You know, you can't be hypertensive. You can't have your diabetes out of control. You can't have atherosclerosis. I mean, all of those things are negative factors when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Yes, and it's also a very healthy activity to do on Valentine's Day.
The best. No downside. No downside. Allays all anxiety, good for your cardiovascular system, wonderful tranquilizer, no downside effects.
What are the five healthy sex habits for men this year? What are five of them?
I think number one, have a healthy prostate, so, you know, get your PSA checked. Have a lot of sex. Sex frequently is the best thing a man can do, so that would be second on the list. If you have a low testosterone, you might think of getting a testosterone replacement therapy. I mean, if you're past the child-rearing age, you might think of getting a vasectomy, a simple office procedure. Doesn't affect erections, doesn't affect the volume of the semen. And then, you know, when all is lost, you go to those famous drugs, Viagra, Cialis. They're very, very safe. They're drugs of performance and not drugs of desire, but they sure are helpful as you get a little bit older and the arteries are a little clogged and things are not running the way you would hope they had. So those are the five quick tips.
Very good, very good. Dr. Dudley Danoff has made many couples very happy and has and they've reaped the benefits of his expertise. His book is called The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. He's a graduate of Princeton University, Yale University Medical School. He knows what he's talking about. Where can we find the book?
Now, Amazon has got it. All the booksellers have it. And you can go to the website, The Ultimate Guide to Men's Health Without the Sex, The Ultimate Guide to Men's Health, Men's Sexual Health, or just Men's Health. A lot of information there, Dolly.
I should say this. I should know this first and foremost. Are you happily married? Is your wife happily married?
Well, I'm happily married. I got my wife some beautiful roses, which arrived this morning, and I'm married 45 years to the same woman, and I have a big smile on my face most days.
Okay, that's what we want.
A lot of sublimation of ego. There's the key.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Two more
yes,
tips. We'll have to have you back on for some other relationship tips. But first and foremost, guys. Get healthy, be active, and make sure you have one avocado every day. I'm kidding. The best aphrodisiac, let's leave it at that. The can I enunciate here today? The best aphrodisiac is what? The number one aphrodisiac.
Love itself.
Okay.
Love.
Selfless love. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And
from
yes,
the heart.
Yes, honey.
From
wife.
The heart, Dolly.
I'm kidding. Dr. Dudley, it's great to have you on the show again. Thanks for stopping by. And
always
happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you and
yours,
Dolly.
Thanks for all the tips. Appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
Pop your collar. Holla and pop your collar. Hey, you turn my mic down.
I'm
using couldn't like jive
with
Vanilla Ice there. So usually I'm doing the board. You know, that's why the show sounds a little better today, because Gino came along, helped me out here. We got a whole new board here, and he's controlling it. I'm giving you control over the show. I'm not used to that. So he's like messing with me. Anyway, all right, I digress. So my next guest is from the Minute Clinic, right? The Minute Clinic is here. It's February, guys, and that means the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women movement is in full swing. Go Red raises awareness of cardiovascular disease and aims to inspire action that will help save lives. The Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Jennifer Nabong is back on the show to talk about the importance of knowing your numbers. What do you mean, knowing my numbers? Well, you got to know your cholesterol numbers and your blood pressure numbers. Please welcome to the show Jennifer from the Minute Clinic. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thank you so
you
much,
there?
Dolly, for having me.
You're so
Hello.
Welcome. So how can you hear me okay?
I can.
Oh, fantastic. So how big of an issue is cardiovascular disease and heart high cholesterol in the U.S. today? I thought we know all the information now. We know what we're supposed to do. Is this still, the numbers still troubling? Are people still struggling with this? A lot of numbers.
Yes.
Alarmingly high numbers, would you say?
Yes. You know, as a healthcare industry and with primary care providers, we've really done a tremendous job in educating our Americans about making healthy lifestyle changes. But hyperlipidemia, which is otherwise known as high cholesterol, and hypertension, a big word for high blood pressure, still remains a big health concern and chronic conditions that we face in the United States. We know about 1 in 3 Americans have either high blood pressure or high levels of LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, or they can even have a combination of both of these conditions. And then about 40% of the people in the U.S. have total cholesterol levels that are over the desired level of 200. So it still remains very
oh, wow.
much a
That is almost 50%
worry for
of Americans. Almost 50% of Americans have high cholesterol. So the American Heart Association, in cooperation with several medical groups, has issued new cholesterol guidelines recently, back in November. Jennifer, can you tell us more about those standards?
Certainly. There actually are quite a few takeaways, and I think the first that really should be noted is that cholesterol should be on everyone's radar, really beginning early in life. Cholesterol has always been viewed as either a middle age or older age issue, but the damage that happens with the plaque building up in your arteries due to high cholesterol levels is actually cumulative over a person's lifetime. So the medical community is now saying that if you have a family history of cardiovascular disease or a child with weight issues, which we know childhood obesity is really on the rise now, it's reasonable to even start testing our younger pediatric population at the age of 2. And then for those individuals between the ages of 20 and 39, the recommendation, even if you are healthy, is that your cholesterol levels should be evaluated and checked every 4 to 6 years, and as frequently as once to twice a year if there's a family history or if you yourself have had experience with elevated levels in the past.
Really? Wow. Now, what else is important for us to know about those new cholesterol guidelines, especially when it comes
and
to treatment?
Yes, when it comes to treatment, the other thing is it's not one size fits all. It's very tailored to the individual patient that you have. What is their age? What sex are they? How high is their value and their numbers? So we really want to have your LDL at a level of 100 or less, anywhere between 100 to 129. Remember, the LDL is the bad cholesterol, or what I call the lousy cholesterol. And between the value of 100 to 129, that's considered borderline, and anything over 130 is considered high. So the cornerstone for anyone that has issues, whether it be for cholesterol or for blood pressure, is going to be a healthy diet and regular exercise.
We were talking about avocados. Avocados help raise your good cholesterol, right? There's many foods that can do that. Avocado is one of them, flax, different things. I'm sure there's a list of them on the internet, but the idea is having a high good cholesterol level. So let's say you have a high cholesterol level in general, you know, the total number is high, but your good cholesterol is really good and high. Should you still be concerned with that high number, the overall number?
It is something that you still want to pay attention to and look at,
okay,
but you also want to take other components of your blood too. There's something called triglycerides, which is just another fatty component in your blood system, and we want to make sure that that's at a value of 150 or less. And then obviously paying attention to the high cholesterol or the HDL, which is the high density lipoprotein. And that I always think of as your heart healthy, heart happy, and the H stands for the heart.
Yeah.
So that's good if that's high. To your point, you know, flaxseed, omega-3s, those are a really good type of oils and fats that help to support that HDL or that really heart healthy cholesterol to be a higher value. And exercise has a very positive impact on raising that HDL, the good value, up even more, and help to reduce LDL.
Okay, now real quick, we're getting short on time. I don't mean to cut you, Jennifer, there, cut you off there, but MinuteClinic is operating out of CVS pharmacies and a lot of Target stores. Are you in every Target and CVS in Chicagoland?
No, we have selected locations.
Okay.
You can
visit
our
website to check for that.
MinuteClinic.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so guys, check for that, but here's some really helpful information. MinuteClinic is offering on Thursdays, including today, Valentine's Day, all MinuteClinic's nationwide free heart health screenings to help patients better understand their risk for heart disease. You could just walk in, right, and get your numbers checked. There's no charge for this?
No charge. It
awesome.
Is Heart Free Month and part of our Go Red for Women campaign and support. So anyone of the age of 18 or older, male or female, come on in on a Thursday, and we're happy to do your health screening and giving you that power of knowing your numbers.
Awesome. Well, we're out of time. We couldn't get to talk to really about the blood pressure, but it's important to monitor that your blood pressure, and if it's high, get proper treatment. It's always a good time of year, February, you know, and in October, it's good to get the breast checked, ladies. But how about in February, we make it heart check and blood, you know, your cholesterol and blood levels. Sounds like a good plan to me. Jennifer, thanks so much. Jennifer with the MinuteClinic, we really appreciate your time and helping us all stay healthy. It's been one of those shows where we talk about health, heart health, and and for the guys, your sexual health, healthy being. which everybody benefits from, especially those wives, right? Jennifer, thanks again. And I have to end the show. We got to take off now, but I want to thank everybody for tuning into The Good Show. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care. Bye-bye now.